This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. In case you missed it, we gave our Redskins season predictions. They're not rosy. I have the Skins at 5-11, as does Jason. EB's a little more optimistic with his 6-10 prediction for the Redskins 2020 campaign. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. What do you think of our picks? What are your picks for the Redskins? Do you have the Skins at 8-8, 9-7? Do you have the Skins with double-digit wins somehow?
No way.
With this schedule that they're facing.
Rich Turpin's the only guy who does.
I don't know. There might be some burgundy and gold-colored glasses wearers out there that have the Redskins with a much better result than we do. So we'll just have to find out. Why don't we check in with Aaron on line one? He's checking in from Richmond, VA. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good morning.
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
Good, man. Good. Well, I got us going 8-8 this season. And let me explain to you. So I got us beating the Giants twice because Joe Judge, I don't think he's going to be good. All the Belichick tree coaches, they never turn out to how they're supposed to be. Then I got us splitting with Dallas and Philly. I don't think they're as good as everybody's saying they are. Last year, Cowboys were projected to be Super Bowl favorites. We see how that turned out. Eagles won the division at 9-7 last year. So we can get four division wins, beating the Giants twice and split with the fifth, with the Eagles and Cowboys. That's four right there. Then I got us beating the Lions, the Panthers, and
Bengals.
I got us beating the Lions. Yeah, Lions, Panthers, and Bengals. That's three.
You know what? He's right with you. You're right with me, aren't you? You like the way I think.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
Then I think we can – you know how the NFL goes. We can squeeze one out. And the team that I'm thinking that everybody is going to think I'm crazy for, I know my guy is going to hate me, but the 49ers. last season – we almost beat them with a 3-13 team.
It was pouring down rain.
The Redskins didn't win. They didn't score a point.
The same game y'all did.
It was a hurricane.
The same game y'all did. We played the same game.
Aaron, you're saying the Redskins almost won. They were shut out in the game.
In the 49ers game?
Yeah.
It was all the way down to the last possession because we didn't have an offense. So now we have a projectedly better offense. I don't know if that's a real word. But
I don't know.
But it's all good.
I don't know how projectedly better it is.
Dwayne Haskins is better than Case Keenum at this point. That's right. How I put it. So if we can squeeze that one out. And, you know, Super Bowl losers always fall off a cliff. So if we put all that into perspective, then we have a chance at squeezing one of those games out. Plus, I think we can beat the Browns, too.
Right, because they're the Browns,
Redskins,
right?
The Redskins fan in me has 10-6. The Redskins fan has me at 10-6. But realistically, I say 8-8.
Oh, I don't think that's realistic. But okay, I still appreciate you listening and calling.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you for listening in Richmond. So his baseline is 8-8. But if things go right, possibly 10.
I don't think there's a chance in hell that they get four division wins.
It would be difficult.
Just no way.
But you would have to sweep either the Eagles or the Giants.
Right. I have them sweeping the Giants, but that's not going to happen. They always split with them. So,
right.
But they're not going to split with both Philly and Dallas. No way.
All right, who else? Let's go to Brendan in Richmond. Brendan, what's up, buddy? How are the Junks?
All right, guys, so I have them 8-8, and I want to point out that you guys have pretty much predicted them to do what you predicted them to do last year, even though we upgraded at head coach, we upgraded at defensive coordinator, we upgraded at the best pass rusher out of college in a generation, and now we know we have a legitimate receiver in Terry McLaurin. So obviously you guys must think Haskins sucks to predict the same record that you predicted last year.
Well, hold on. Who cares what you predicted last year?
What do you think?
All that matters is what they did. We're basing it off what they did, not off what we predicted.
Well, I'm telling you what I think. I think 8-8. I think Rivera, Del Rio, good coaching, Chase Young, a better defense. I think Haskins is at least next year, a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. Let's say somewhere between 15 and 20. He's got legitimate weapons now because not only McLaurin, but all the other receivers have a year under their belt. So Harmon, Sims, Quick, who knows about the
Who's going to protect him? And I say this as a Skins fan. Who's going to protect him? I can't hear him.
I don't think Quick is on the roster.
Quick.
He didn't do anything was.
He's talking about Brian Quick?
I think that's who he's, yeah.
I mean, is he nuts?
What happened, Valdez? Phone died?
No, he made awful points.
I don't know if he's on there.
No,
he
made
awful. He made awful points, right, so Valdez hung up on him.
As soon as he said Brian Quick, his phone started just exploding.
I don't think it's that bad of a point that he's making.
His logic, I think, is reasonable.
His logic is you think you've upgraded everywhere, basically, on the defensive line.
Well, you can't
and your
get
coaches,
worse.
And your coaches, but you're predicting them to have the same exact record as last year.
No, I'm not. I'm predicting them 3 wins better.
Well, I think he's talking about Jason, and he's talking about.
But again,
well,
you can have all the great coaches you want. If the quarterback doesn't develop and improve, which everybody hopes he will, then it's all that the others aren't going to matter.
I don't know how much they've upgraded on offense.
Well, yes. You have to hope that Gibson and Gandy Golden are contributors.
Okay, we don't know.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
It's a big question mark. But you would have to hope Harmon and Sims, with another year in the system, McLaurin builds on what he did in an impressive rookie campaign, and that Haskins' chemistry with all those guys improves. That's the big wild card, is how is his chemistry with these guys going to improve if he's not throwing to them at, you know, OTAs, and if it's a condensed training camp?
Yeah.
There's question marks.
There isn't a list in the country that has Haskins ranked 15 to 20 in starting quarterbacks.
No,
yeah, I mean, which is what Brendan said.
That he was being wildly optimistic.
I think his point was that if Dwayne can be the 15th to 20th ranked quarterback, then you have a legit shot at being 8-8.
Right.
That's a big if.
I know.
That's a huge if.
It's a huge if.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to improve that much. Plus, yeah, you got a new coaching staff, but they haven't even been able to coach the guys yet. There's no OTAs.
Yeah,
who knows about training camp?
It's true.
I mean, you have no idea what that impact's going to be. That could take 6-7 weeks before that actually comes through, and they show improvement. And I think the schedule's brutal. I'm throwing out last year's percentages, win percentages, throwing them out the window because there are reasons for that. Giants had 4 wins. All right, so you play them twice. The Bengals had 2 wins, but they're going to be better than that this year. They're factoring in the Lions' win percentage, but Stafford missed 8 games last year. All right. That's the reason they had 3 wins. So throw out the win percentage thing from last year. It's a brutal schedule.
If you want to weigh in with your skin season prediction, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's also the number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Jason can read some of those texts if they start streaming in about the
Skins. Only one I see, the top one says, "Shut up, Eric." I don't know what that means.
What? The caller?
No, the texter.
Why should I shut up?
I don't know. I mean, it's something you said that pissed him off, and he didn't
here's
specify.
Why. Because people, here's why. People are mean on social media.
They're so mean.
They're mean spirited.
People are just mean.
People are so mean. Yeah, I can't even go. I can't even go to the Junkies Facebook page.
People's default setting, mean.
Mean. People are so mean.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Not that we're not at times, but I'm just.
We're doing a bit. We're getting paid to entertain.
Yeah, did you say
correct.
I was going to die of syphilis at like 14 today?
Who?
Nothing.
He said,
"Oh, Valdez."
Yeah, I said
you would have
if he was raved
in
the 40s. Yeah, if you were born in World War II, you'd be dead.
Yeah, like it killed Harding at 47. You would have caught it at 14 on the playground.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you and horse camp.
Let's go to John in Centerville on line one. What's up, John? You're on with the Junks.
Howdy, how y'all doing?
What's up, man?
I'm a devout Redskin fan. Always have been, always had a lot of hope for new seasons coming in. And I'm going to lay it on the line here. I think this team and this season I really have high hope for. I know the schedule's going to be tough, but I think that Haskins has shown that he's got the talent now, and I like what they picked up as receivers and all. I know that left tackle is still a problem, but the running backs they got, I mean, they've got a lot of weapons there that could really produce. And with the defense they've got, I know the secondary suspect, but I think the front seven's going to be something else. So I think that they really have a chance at winning more games than people are giving them a chance for. Now, do they get to the playoffs? I kind of doubt that, but I don't think a team is going to come out of the NFC East with a better than 9-7 record and getting in the playoffs myself either.
So what is it? What was his final
record?
So
what is your prediction for the record?
What am I prediction for the record?
Yep.
I'm saying 7-9, but there's a possibility they could go 9-7.
Wow. Okay.
It's got some wiggle room to that 7-9. All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. We appreciate it.
All right. Let's go to Mitchell in Waldorf. Mitchell.
What's up? How y'all doing today?
What's up, Mitch?
Doing all right.
All right, man. Hey, Jason, man.
Yeah.
Look, I love you. I love both. I love all of y'all. But, Jason.
Yeah.
Every time somebody, you talk about the game, the first thing comes in my mouth, man, Haskins sucks. This player is better than Haskins. This player is a team sport, brother.
I know, but quarterback's the most important. Quarterback's the most important position. You know that.
True that. But it's a team sport. The defense is going to be a lot better. You got to get that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. You got to stop saying Haskins is the worst player. It's not that good. The dude didn't get enough chance to play.
Yeah, we don't know either way.
I'm just skeptical.
I think it's fair to say we don't know either way.
I'm skeptical. I'm not saying he can't be good in a couple of years. I just don't see him making drastic improvement, especially early in the season.
Okay. I mean, I can agree with that, but I'm just saying, just don't say the dude is not that good. You know? I think the dude's going to be a good player. I really do. He's got to give the man a chance. Say Burrow is better than him, that blew me. That just like... The dude hadn't even proved himself yet. How are you going to say he's better
than
the dude hadn't even threw a ball yet?
You're right.
Did you watch him in college? Did you watch him in college?
One season, though. That's one season.
You're right, but you have to at least acknowledge this.
Well, hold on. Haskins did it in one season. Haskins didn't play more than one season.
Right.
But I'm just saying, that's the same thing. Burrow's the same way. The dude hasn't won ball yet. So
he was the number one pick in the draft.
Right. The difference.
He was on a stack team, too.
Right,
you
I know.
He's on a stack team.
All right, go ahead. Keep going. Eric, go ahead.
I don't care anymore. I don't even care.
Oh, this is what we do. It causes debates.
It does.
All I would say is...
It gets people riled up.
I am on the fence with Haskins. I don't know if he's going to be good or bad. I'm hoping he's going to hit and be great. But the one thing you have to say with Burrow is he had the greatest season in the history of college football at that position. Literally the greatest season ever. He's got on paper all the tools. So I think you have to give him probably the nod and say he's likely to have a better career. And, you know, I mean, it's not a shot in Haskins. That's all.
And he also did it in the toughest conference where 40% of the draft came out of.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a shot at Haskins. I think Haskins is right there on a teeter-totter.
And by the way, I've never said Haskins sucks. He's putting words in my mouth. I've never said that.
No, but you did disrespect, if you're a Skins fan that gets disrespected easily, you did say that I don't see a quarterback that he's better than.
On the schedule. Yeah,
correct.
Now, he could surprise me and prove me wrong. He could be better. Right now, on paper, he's not better than any of those quarterbacks that he's playing.
Right.
And I'll throw Burrow in there. I think Urban Meyer made a mistake.
So EB's got the Skins at 6-10. Jason and I both have the Skins at 5-11. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. He's going to entertain you next here on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's time now for EB's entertainment page. And he's big time, so it's sponsored even.
Oh, thank you, KX. It is sponsored by our friends, a longtime Junkies listener and supporter at Wave Soda. Wave Soda is amazing, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners, just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
There's no stevia Bickle in the Wave
nope.
Soda.
No.
None.
No. He doesn't really drink any soda. All right, boys. I will say this lead story. Go to my Instagram, EB Junkies, right now. Please follow me. There are no naked chicks, but you can see the hot tub in action. Courtesy of Offenbacher's.
Very good. Look at that.
You can see it. And it is calling me. It's at 102. Somebody's telling me that 102 is scalding hot. So I might have to dial it down. I have no idea. Remember, I told you I have no idea.
Bing bong, 102.5 The Wave. EB will be broadcasting from his hot tub.
Right.
Later in today's show.
I think 102 is perfect. Especially if it's going to be a little cold and rainy today.
Right, right. I'm going to let you know in a little bit when we go in there. I got to figure out the chlorine bit, and then I'll do it. All right.
So you're definitely going to be in it today.
Oh, yeah. People are saying you should broadcast from there. I'm definitely broadcasting from the fire pit. I think I would die if I broadcasted from there, right? Because it would be electric and, you know, and I don't think that's possible.
You can't risk that.
Well, I could maybe do it on my phone and no mic, you know, do like a Facebook Live hit on my phone, but not really.
Then you'll drop your phone in. You'll be tilted.
Yeah, right, right.
Phone
so I
ruined.
I doubt that will happen.
And you would pummel your SIM card, which is a big time.
That can't
big
happen.
Big time. No, no.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Yeah, you cannot let that
all
happen.
All right. Could a late Super Bowl, Cakes? We've been going through the schedule here, and there's an article here in the New York Post, and they're wondering, could a late Super Bowl actually schedule, force the 2021 Oscars to reschedule, Cakes? What do you think?
When's it scheduled?
Let me see. Right now, they're saying February 7, 2021. And I guess that's typically...
That's the Super Bowl. When's the Oscars scheduled?
I think it's typically right around there.
Well, it's probably the week after, maybe 2 weeks after.
The easy answer is yes. You're not going to go head-to-head with the Super Bowl if you're the Oscars. You have to reschedule.
Well, they've never done that.
Actually, they're saying that the event is February 28th.
I don't understand why they think.
What they're saying is if the Super Bowl gets pushed back into February,
then it'll be into their thing. Right.
So if the NFL schedule gets pushed back 3 or 4 weeks, which is a possibility, then obviously the Super Bowl would be later in February.
Right.
Right.
The more I think about it, the more I'm convinced that there's going to be a season and it's going to be on time for the NFL. Because
really?
They're just going to – yes. Because as Rabel said yesterday when we interviewed our friend Paul Rabel, that he said in two – and he's in on the meetings with Trump and Adam Silver and all the sports executives. The reason why they're able to go ahead with their league is because in 2 months, they're not going to have an issue because getting tests are going to be not a problem. The projection is by then the general public will be able to have access to tests. You know, I mean, you can get some now, but I mean, it should really be, there should be millions and millions and millions and millions of tests out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so in four months in September, so they'll hire a private company and they'll just be testing the hell out of those
guys. Who knows?
Guys.
There might be a vaccine in 4 months. Who knows?
I don't think that.
Well, you don't know though. I just don't know.
There are already good therapeutics. People don't like to report on them, but there are. But in 4 months, the general public will have access to tests, and so it won't be an image thing. They'll hire a private company, and they'll just test the hell out of you.
But what if there's a second phase of this?
I guarantee the season starts on time.
I've already made the wager.
Oh, now I'm saying on time.
Do you right? I just made that wager.
No delay.
Pretty good listening.
Without fans, you can picture NFL games without fans. I can't.
Sure. I actually think with fans, socially distanced. I actually think that's what they're going to do. Now, inside arenas, I don't know. Backing off on that, I don't know how they're going to do that. But I am so convinced that outdoor is safe as long as you're not packed in like sardines.
I could see the NFL like putting 12 to 15,000 people as like a test, at least for the early games. Yes. See how that works.
Okay, yeah. Richie.
So there you go.
Just a guess. Clearly a guess. Look,
the problem is some of these states, Drabby, can you pay attention to me? Some of these states have already said that, like, didn't the state of Oregon say that there are no group activities through September?
Through September.
Now, Oregon obviously doesn't have an NFL team, but if other states...
What if
California says that?
They're panicky Pete's. They'll change.
What if Washington says that?
Okay, then they won't be able to there. But didn't Northam say, like, he had it, and didn't he already shorten what he had originally said? Didn't he pull back some of the restrictions? It was going to be
It was going to be June 10th, and now it's May 15th. Yeah,
exactly.
But if
it's a month.
Exactly.
They can just move them.
They can move the games?
Game? Yeah, if they won't
let
them
play. They can move that, too.
Well, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Drabby, are you with me with what I'm thinking?
Yeah, I think as, you know, we get more and more into this, I mean, there's a reason they released the schedule now.
Know more than we do.
Yeah, every report says that they're moving full steam ahead.
Right.
So, and I think the way it was organized, if they need to push it back, they will move week one to week 18.
Correct. They'll just tack it on to the end of the season, right?
Yeah, and go from there.
Look, I hope you guys are all right. I hope we have the season on time.
We're going to have the season.
And I hope there are fans there, at least some. I just have my doubts.
Now, I don't know about college. That's a totally different issue. Totally different issue. Now, I know in the South they're all going to be in school and they don't care. But I don't know, like, broadly if the NCAA is going to approve that in the fall yet. But pro sports, especially a September start, I see it happening. I'll take all comers. Hit me up. Junkies.
Somebody was saying the SEC, if they're the only ones that are playing it, they're the only ones that matter. They should just play.
So who cares? Just do it.
Play each other and crown a national champion.
And just leave the NCAA, right?
Yeah.
Who cares? Right. All right, Valdez, Bad Company. Apparently, their lead singer, Cakes, Brian Howe, died at 66.
How?
He died of cardiac arrest, a terrible way to go.
I thought you were going to tell me Corona. Thank God it wasn't Corona.
No, it wasn't Corona.
Now, he's not the most known lead singer for Bad Company. Paul Rogers was the lead, I believe, is singing on this silly.
Oh, I know.
This is Feel Like Making Love, and this is a classic.
That's Paul Rogers singing, not...
Now, hold on. I was telling Cakes and the boys during the break, I've heard of Bad Company.
Yes. Right.
But I couldn't name a song.
Yep.
But I've heard this a million times.
Of course you have.
This
you know
is a
why?
Great song.
Because it's a hit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a hit.
But I don't generally like classic rock, but
yeah,
you know, it's stuff that Slow Joe likes, you know.
Cakes, Rock and Roll Fantasy, also a great tune.
It's very good.
But this is a great song.
Oh, yeah. They're,
I haven't heard
they're
it
really good.
40 years.
Where are they out of, Cakes? Where's Bad Company from?
Bad Company?
They're not considered Southern rock.
Are they? Now, I think Paul Rogers is British. Is the entire,
are they British?
I'll have to double check on that.
He died in Florida. Does that mean anything?
Nope. Doesn't mean anything to me.
Hey, Valdez, can you find another Bad Company song? Just because I've never heard of any of them.
Bad Company, hard rock group founded in Westminster, London, 1973.
Right. So they're not even American. Right.
No.
Well, play Bad Company.
Which one is this
playing
one?
Now?
Oh, this is Rock and Roll Fantasy.
Never heard it.
No, this is Bad Company.
I haven't heard it.
Is this Bad Company?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've heard
this.
You
got to get to the hook.
You've heard this a billion times.
I haven't heard the intro.
Hold on. Let the hook get, let the hook get there. I'm turning it up on my headphones.
I mean, Valdez hates this.
Valdez, it's just a slow intro, but the hook is money.
I've never heard it.
You guys going to pad?
I mean, it stinks that this guy died.
Let me pad.
Hold on, here it comes.
It's not as big a news as if Paul Rogers died.
I've never heard it.
You
yes,
have.
You have.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you
How
have.
How about right here? Nope.
You've never heard that?
Nope. Oh, come on.
Your brain's felt it.
I'm telling you, I heard the first one a million times. I've never heard that song.
Valdez just whispered a great zing into my ear, but I'm not going to do it.
Whisper it to my ear.
I'll put it on the Google chat.
Whisper it to mine.
No, I'll put it on the Google chat.
Oh.
Because I don't get into that game anymore.
Oh, I know. I already know what it is.
I'm out on that game.
I know what it is.
Type it up.
All right, I already know what it is.
It's up on the Google chat. Radio Insider.
I know what he wrote the song about.
But you can say it. Did he write it
about something in your portfolio?
I don't know. I'm not saying anything. Yeah. Look.
I thought he wrote it about Adam.
Mom.
Yeah.
Word is mom over here.
Right.
Nothing.
Anyway, so can you play one more? Because I've definitely never heard that one. That one's poop.
And again, oh,
that's
just
a
to
great
let
people, tune.
Not that people care, but the original, the silly lead singer for Bad Company's name is Paul Rogers. And I believe he's still alive. This other guy, now it sucks that he died, but he's in the later iterations of the band.
What was this guy's name that died?
I think it was something Howe. Brian Howe.
Yeah, I was going to say I already closed the story.
Right. Yeah, you're already
I'm
on
to
the next.
I'm on to the next.
All right, I got you.
Well, this is a smashola. This song is amazing. This is a great song.
Hold on. Never heard it. I didn't listen to this stuff. What era was this?
70s.
Yeah.
70s and the 80s.
70s, like, so what station, like, WPGC played this, like, before it went hip-hop? Like, when Donnie G worked at PGC.
This would have been more like 94.7, the Arrow.
Yeah, but 94.7 wasn't 94.7. I'm saying, in 1970, what station played this?
How do you know that?
What? No,
I don't know.
I didn't play that.
I don't know.
This is a really good song, and you're pooing all over it.
Well, I'm just.
Of course, millennials don't like it.
I've never heard it before. They're not that good of a band.
Yes, they are.
They
don't
have hits.
They've got five or six big hits.
Drabby, have you heard this?
Of course, I've heard this song.
Never.
It's in movies. It's all.
It's a classic rock staple. That's what that is.
This is why I don't like classic rock. It just doesn't register with me at all.
Let's see. Bad Company, by the way. Hold on.
It can't be Drake.
1974, Bad Company hit number one in the U.S. Straight Shooter hit number three in 75. Run with the Pack hit number five in the U.S.
Number five? What is that, number five?
I mean, they got top five hits everywhere. Chock full of them.
Well, I'm convinced Eric's the only 50-year-old who's never heard that Bad Company song.
I've never heard it, man. I don't listen to that crap.
Neither do I.
You mean you don't listen to actually good music?
Oh,
that's another good one.
Is this Rock and Roll Fantasy?
Yes.
This is my favorite Bad Company song.
This must be, I'm going to guess, did this come out in like the early 80s, mid 80s?
Probably, yeah. Somewhere
around
there.
See, I was listening to
late 70s, early 80s.
If it was early 80s, I started listening to hip-hop. I didn't listen to that.
Yeah, you're listening to like New Edition instead of this.
Yeah, I listened to R&B. I didn't listen to this.
I think most of those songs came out in the 70s, though.
Or I listened to like whatever was considered pop.
People are saying 98 Rock played it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't listen to 98 Rock. That was for hillbillies like Valdez.
And college students like Flakes.
Yeah. Well, you went to college.
I went to Towson,
Right. Towson.
Towson.
Right.
Love Bad Company. Don't like other things.
Because they're good.
I like Bad Company.
Hey, real quick, I got to give a shout out to my great friend Mike Walker's buddy, Mike Walker from BMW Fairfax.
Uh-huh.
It's actually, let me see. I want to say, make sure I
this
say
this Mike
correctly.
Walker's buddy.
This is what it's progressed to.
So now hey, buddies are all
sponsorships, friends.
We are in a global pandemic. Everyone needs love. No, actually, Mike is just a friend of mine, and God, I want to say this correctly. It is. I want to make sure it's his nephew. I think it's his nephew. Mm-hmm. God damn it!
Can you just spit it out already?
No, I'm ruining it.
Well, hold on. You are ruining it.
He went from his buddy to his nephew.
You ruined
it. He's one of the two. But now I'm choking under the pressure.
God, you suck.
I'm choking. He turns 15 today. His name is Jeff Steele. He's a great kid. He's a huge Skins fan. He loves the show. Turns 15 today.
He probably picked the Skins to go 3-13.
Now, unfortunately, he goes to Paul the Sixth. I'm sorry to hear that. But happy birthday, Jeff. He goes to school with Mike's son, Seth.
You should just get Cameo and get paid to
little
do
rich
that.
Kids going to Ricky. PBI.
Now, listen.
What was that?
What are we doing? By the way, I would give a shout-out to Chris Farley's Pacers dog.
You can. Let me just say this. Seth, talk to your dad about that 7 series that Sam was talking to him about yesterday.
Hey, can I just give a shout-out? Can I give a shout-out to my cleaning lady's vacuum?
Yes. Yeah. You're going to give a shout out to her.
Hoover.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to take a break. The show's going off the rails.
It's a Friday. It's the last segment on a Friday.
I don't even understand what's happening anymore, but I believe EB's got a live read.
Oh.
This will be worse. Shout out.
This will be the most entertaining thing on the EP.
Yeah, whose sister-in-law are we thanking?
This is courtesy of my man Roland from Crop Metcalf. Crop Metcalf has proudly served our community for over 40 years, and now during these uncertain times, you can expect nothing less than that same level of professionalism, honesty, and experience. The 5-star experts at Crop Metcalf can tackle any heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, or pest control issue while taking every precaution to keep you, your family, and their coworkers safe. Learn more at cropmetcalf.com/health or call 1-800-GO-CROP. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, everybody. If you missed today's show, it's not a problem. Now you can rewind up to 24 hours with radio.com's rewind feature. Even that last 5-minute train wreck that we did in the EP.
Well, that wasn't a train wreck. I'm insulted by that, Cakes.
Maybe the last 90 seconds, not the last 5 minutes.
What was bad? Because I thanked the sponsor?
You're fumbling with the kid's name. You didn't know the relation of the kid.
You didn't think a sponsor. You think the sponsor's nephew's friend. Yeah.
You didn't think that was a bit of a train wreck?
It was the sponsor's, who happens to be my friend, his son's friend. And he asked me to.
Right. So it's his sponsor's son's friend.
Well, by the way,
he's also friends with the family.
By the way, we would all do it if that guy was going to give us a free Beamer.
I guess that's true. That is a good point.
If I was going to get a free 7 Series out of it, I'd thank his whole class.
Well, he happens to spend money on the program. So.
Yes.
I know.
So do our friends at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Save 20% on windows and doors during the month of May. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Thank them for the coverage of the NFL and the schedule release for the Redskins. You can go back and check our picks on radio.com.
By the way, happy belated birthday to Alex Smith, who turned 36, I believe, yesterday.
Yes.
And that video of him working out, I think that's in Hawaii.
It looks like Hawaii. I mean, it looks like pictures and video I've seen of Hawaii. I've never been there.
No, obviously. I think they've been in Hawaii for the last couple weeks. Anyway, were just amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he was, doing that cone drill, and, dropping back and launching the ball and, running around on that just gross-looking leg that we saw on Project 11 that was, he was hanging onto that leg basically by a thread. They were about to amputate it. For him to be doing what he's doing at this point is, it's a borderline miracle.
I wonder if they've done that cosmetic move that guys that have had this before say that they shave down that extra muscle that they slapped on there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just to make it look a little bit more normal.
That's what they said they were going to do, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if they did that yet. Or are they still waiting? I don't know.
Good question.
Because I just wouldn't want to look at that clumpy thing, if I didn't have to.
I don't think it's ever going to look normal.
It's not. I know. But at least get it,
Yeah, but you're just happy you have a I would guess he's happy he just has a functional leg.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I'm shallow and superficial, Cakes.
Yeah, I mean, he can actually walk and run around on it.
Every time I look at my toes, I go, I wish I had normal toes. But you don't.
It's just not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
I mean, you're 50. The toes you have now are the toes you're going to have for as long
as you're
going to be
there. You have 10 MCs on your feet.
What?
10 hammers.
Hammers? Yeah. 10 hammers. I don't think I have 10 hammers. I think I probably have about 4 or 5.
Right.
It's pretty remarkable.
Blame Carl for that.
Yeah, definitely my dad.
Yeah.
100% he gave me the hammers.
He definitely had hammers.
Yeah. But JP's are kind of similar, though. He's got some funky. Although, I don't think he has the hammers. He just said
he's got fungus. He's got gross, discolored fungus.
So true.
Hey, my toes look like Brad Pitt. Compared to yours and JP's toes.
Right.
My left foot is Brad Pitt. My right foot is George Clooney. they just are.
So dumb.
No discoloration, no fungus, no MC Hammers, bunions.
I have to say my left foot is Adam and my right foot is Valdez. They're like the same.
Yeah. Hey, you're equating, Valdez with AWOD? He's definitely offended now.
Thanks, Eric.
That was Joan Shrapnel, and my brain was going 100 miles an hour.
He didn't mention you. He just mentioned Valdez.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That was Joan Shrapnel. You're above Adam. I promise.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was just Joan Shrapnel. You know how your brain's going 100 miles an hour. Just whatever you can do. Get
Drabby,
in.
Drabby, what do you got going on tonight?
Tonight, nothing. Tomorrow, UFC 249.
Are you going to give me fatties?
I don't know if you want them from me, but sure.
Well, we're going to have Luke Thomas.
You don't know?
No, I don't know. I know their names. That's about it.
Right. Oh, by the way, Valdez, you'll be interested in this. I had bet some Gulfstream head-to-head matchups yesterday.
Yeah.
And I took all 11. I went 6-5, ended up winning $17.31.
Grinding.
Grinding out dubs.
Yep. So I had to get something out there. And, of course, I forgot about the Korean Baseball League again, which I do every single day. Those lines must come out at, like, dinner time, and I just don't even look.
Yeah, I think they come out, like, around 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and I just completely space it because it's not on my radar. and I botched it. But I did go 6-5 on the dog horsies.
Very good. I think we have a caller that's been hanging on for like 2 hours. His name is Aaron in West Virginia. Let's sneak him in before the end of the show.
Right. Well, good morning, boys. It's a thrill to be on the air with you. How you doing?
What's up,
Aaron? Hey, what part of West Virginia are you in?
Well, see, I'm in Berkeley Springs right now.
Oh, that's out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more than a stone's throw away from D.C., I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you what, junkies.
Well, see, I will tell you something, though. 2020 done been a curveball for you, boy. January, I was riding.
That's a great end of show.
That's the call of 2020, Kate. Yeah.
That's a Hall of Famer.
Call of 2020.
Nobody heard it.
Yeah, nobody heard
it. Okay, can you put that? Can you put that on your Drabby? Will you put this audio on your something on your story or something?
Sure, on my Twitter. Yeah.
All right. We'll go to Drabby's Twitter.
Yeah, give me a bit.
And you can hear that dude's call.
Hey, but I'm guessing if you're in a pinch, a coffee filter would work in that regard.
That was a good
By the way, do you know how many people live in Berkeley Springs?
I don't.
About 20.
I've never even heard of
Hold
it.
Hold on. I'm going to tell
Is he still there? Or did you hang up on him?
He's there.
Hey, buddy. Is it Aaron?
Yeah, it's Aaron.
Hey,
Aaron.
What's the population of Berkeley Springs?
I probably put about maybe 1,000.
Yeah.
As of 2010, it was 624 people.
Aaron, what'd you do for a living?
I used to be an asparagus farmer.
Great, though. I love asparagus. You ever wrap it in prosciutto and cream cheese?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a quick recipe real quick. You just put it on a baking sheet. Salt, pepper, and Parmesan. You put that next to a piece of sirloin, it's over with, boys.
Aaron is our new go-to, by the way.
Hey, get his number.
Aaron
is in our next Facebook Live.
Right.
He's in the Zoom. Drabby, do you like to bet the ponies, Aaron?
I do, but beyond that, boys, I'm actually getting married tomorrow, so I actually called to shout out my baby girl.
Really?
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Sarah Ann, I love you so much with everything I am. I tell you what, I'm going to be home real soon to see you, baby girl.
Wow. How old is your bride?
Well, see, I'd rather not give that type of information over these here airwaves.
Right. How old are you, Aaron?
See, now you're really getting personal. Let me just say, I'm a few years past 30. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. Right. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I want to honor you.
I want to meet you face to face.
Hey, get his information. Stay on hold, Aaron. Drabby. He's a next. He's Facebook Live.
Somebody's calling shenanigans.
It might be a fake.
Yeah. Really?
Why? He's got a 703. Area code.
Oh, I'm so bitter.
They might be doing a bit.
Big surprise. We got duped.
God damn it.
Well, I mean, how are we supposed to know?
Not the first time, and certainly will not be the last.
Bitter.
All right, we have to get out of here. We're done. Thank you for listening.
You ruined my day.
Watching Grant and Danny coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.